Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan's tight belt municipal operating budget passed the assembly last night, pretty much as he originally proposed. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
Assembly members described the final approved version of the slightly more than $420 million 2010 municipal operating budget as a compromise. But as Assemblywoman Sheila Selkraig noted just before the final vote, it was a compromise leaning heavily toward administration desires.
Ultimately, we are making the decision tonight to do this not because we're in trouble as a community, not because we've got a disastrous situation and we're sliding into oblivion like some communities, but because we don't want to tax ourselves to the cap. And we've elected a mayor who I think really had a mandate when he got here to do the things he's doing, and we're going to be supporting a budget that basically reflects his vision.
Selkraig is one of six progressives on the assembly. Although a majority on the 11-member body, they do not possess enough votes to override mayoral vetoes. The changes from the mayor's originally proposed operations budget came largely from a compromise version co-sponsored by Johnston and Pat Flynn. Among some of its changes, the compromise eliminated Sullivan's proposed revenues from public transit fare increases, added $150,000 for arts and culture grants, nearly $75,000 for Boys and Girls Club activity programs, $75,000 for library materials, plus money for the Federation of Community Councils, along with Project Access that helps people without medical insurance. In a break immediately following the approval of the operating budget, Mayor Sullivan responded to the additions.
It exceeds the amount that I had indicated would be acceptable. That being said, we will review over the next day or two and determine whether or not we'll, I guess, agree to some of the amendments or maybe not agree. So we like to be deliberative about these things, and good not to make quick judgments when you're dealing with budgets.
Sullivan also responded to some Assemblymember hopes that the first quarter budget review might show greater revenues than expected and perhaps a chance to restore some municipal services.
There's all this talk about restoring positions and services, but quite frankly, our first obligation is going to make sure our reserves are back solid.
The budget, as approved, will leave a municipal emergency fund balance of 1% of the operating budget. This is Len Anderson.